y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jack
and that. And the shackles are off.
Oh.
It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
And that is producer Ryan McGivney.
Yo.
What's wrong, Ryan?
I don't know. I'm always tired.
You look like you have been asleep since 6 o'clock this morning.
Are you going to bed at a reasonable hour?
Yeah, I went to bed at like 10 last night.
Oh.
And I took a nap.
Then what the
like
hell is wrong
hours.
With you?
I have no idea.
It's probably, have you been eating like crap? Because
no,
it's that time of year.
I haven't.
Are you sure?
I go to the grocery store and I make like sandwiches and chicken and stuff.
Oh.
Nothing
you need
crazy.
To come back to CrossFit. That's why.
No, that makes me more tired, actually.
That's good. That
that's
makes
why
you go
I
to
stopped
bed.
Going.
It makes you go to bed earlier.
Yeah, but I'm still tired and I'm sore at the same
time.
Well,
you have to get into a good rhythm, though. You haven't been in a good rhythm yet. You've gone sporadically.
If I can go right after the show, I will go.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Until they
any...
open up that time mm-hmm. slot, I think I'm done.
Workout regime.
What? So you're just completely throwing it away?
Yes. I'm just going to do like some of the stuff I learned from there at home.
That makes me, because, well, no, that's not good, because that's only...
Not like you, lifting weights, but just your own body movement stuff.
Okay. And you know what? CrossFit's
it's just
not
too
for everybody.
It's just too much.
Well, I feel...
When I get up at 5 in the morning, it's too much. No matter what time I go to bed, I'm just... I can't do anything else when I get up at 5 in the morning. It's like... I only work until, you know, what, 10 o'clock, but mm-hmm. it still, like, consumes your whole day because
no,
you're
true.
Still tired from getting up at 5 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
no matter what time I go to bed. So throwing something else in there is just, eh.
I sometimes forget that, like, you're still new to this whole, like, being exhausted forever and always.
Yeah, it really takes at least a few years to get used to this schedule.
Yeah, because I remember when I first started doing mornings, like, you never feel energized. Like, you're always tired.
But
and
then
we're
you
gonna
just
have
get used
this,
to that.
Yeah, we're going to have this break, and I'm going to go to bed and whatever. I have to try to adhere to the schedule still a little bit.
You're
no,
not going
you're not
to.
Going
and then
to.
January, I'm going to be, like, starting over again.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's what happens. I mean, like, doing a morning show and waking up at 3-something in the morning, your body just never adjusts to it. Like, when you go to morning show conferences, everyone looks like death. Everyone looks awful because you see the people that have been doing this for years and years and years, and you're like, that's what your future looks like.
You just look old and haggard and tired.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, it really took me because I never was a morning. I'm still not really a morning person. But when I first started, I was in such a great groove. I would go to bed at like midnight. I would wake up naturally at 8 a.m., get to work by 9. It was the perfect schedule. And then all of a sudden I was like, I want to do mornings. I mean, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I love this job. But like the schedule, it took probably two and a half years to finally feel like I had a handle on the schedule of the day.
Yeah.
Because you do it, obviously. Like, Ryan, you get here on time. You're making it work. But it's a struggle. And I'm not saying that like I'm used to that, but it at least... Like, my body doesn't love it, but at least I don't feel like I want to die every time.
Right. And for me, my body didn't really click into being able to do it and, like, get through it was when I started hosting the show. Because when I was the third mic producer, where all the, like, my adrenaline wasn't going all the time, I was like you, where I would be like over in the corner and I'd be like, but then, you know, when it was my time to like talk or whatever, I'd be on it, but it took me a minute. But then when I had to learn that like I had to be the quarterback and it was like my energy that sort of sets the pace, it was like, well, fuck, like I can't have like a tired day. Like I got to come in every single day. And it was like, now it's okay because there's only three of us. But when we were in Panama City and it was like a room, it was like Holly and Mandy and Jimmy and like two interns.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh my God, like I got to just put all this energy out there. And we were talking a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
When the show was over, I felt like a bomb had gone off.
That's the thing that, and I know it seems like we're complaining about really stupid stuff right now. And it's like a first world problem, but talking, doing this job, even though it's so, it just, from the outside looking in, you're like, what the hell are you even complaining about? You get to talk for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's mentally exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
You combine waking up at that hour, having to put the energy into sounding super awake at that hour, and then actually keeping up and fast-paced with everything at that speed. By the time you get off the air, it's a wonder that I'm even able to put sentences together.
Yeah.
So never gotta, mind like 5 p.m.
And you got to pay attention to what's going on throughout the day before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So sometimes you might just turn off after the show, but then at like 7 or 8 p.m. that night, you're like, damn it, I got to go on the internet and find stuff to talk about.
And
you
like
know?
All day long, you're kind of like,
and that takes
nuggets.
Like an hour or more sometimes, especially if there's not a lot of stuff out there. You really got to dig.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like to completely unplug, because then I feel like I have to play catch up. Like I'm sort of, like I kind of want for the next 2 weeks when we're off, because by the way, we won't have the podcast for 2 weeks because we're going to be off from work and doing the show, and so we won't be back until January, but I want to just like unplug. But then it's like, well, then you got to play like 2 weeks of catch up.
It's a
once
really
you get back.
Double-edged sword, because I think I did that over Thanksgiving and I feel like I missed so much, but there's no way I'm not gonna be up to date on the latest, like where's Kanye West at, like where is he in his relationship with Kim. Like I see the headlines, so I see things come across, but I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's really unfortunate.
Because I've really tried to not be as up on CNN just when it comes to everything after the election, because I thought for the past year and a half, I just come home, immediately flip on CNN, and then just be just How you say that word?
What?
Which word are you looking for?
It's where like the stuff is just coming at you and you can't stop it.
Is it with an I?
Yes. Nope, so it doesn't matter.
It's like a deluge of information.
Yes,
on you?
Yes, but I can't think. Oh, this is gonna bother me so much.
You'll get it. Just keep.
Yeah,
going.
You will. You'll get it.
But after all of that, I was just like, I can't. Like, I need to just
inundated.
Inundated. Yes.
Thank you. I feel like I was against the clock on a game show just now.
Thank you so much.
Nothing feels better than getting the right word.
It almost kind of feels like sex, because you're like, your body feels so much pleasure in being like, I busted through the wall. Yes.
I know. I got a tingle. As soon as my brain went, at first I thought imbued. I'm like, no. Indoctrinated? No. Inundated!
Yes!
Yeah. It's good.
Real quick. A couple things I wanted to go over is we got the news today. Right now, as we're recording this, it's Wednesday. We got the sad news that Alan Thicke, the dad from Growing Pains, died yesterday from a heart attack. And so we didn't get a lot of time to spend on like listening to the theme song, but I just wanted to take
a
second.
Show me that smile again. Don't waste another.
My favorite thing about this whole thing is if you look on my Snapchat, Miguel Fuller, Ryan is like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm just,
you don't know that at all. That's so crazy to me. I mean, because this show,
he's young. He's too young.
I know, but like, I don't even remember watching.
I mean,
it.
I've heard those shows, but I never watched them
because I mean,
I never really watched sitcoms anyways. So
wait, so you never watched TGIF with like Family Matters and Step by Step
nope.
and grow.
It's a different generation. Like, I mean, it's not. We're all millennials in this room, but like, there's an age gap from old millennials to like, you know, early younger millennials.
But you're 27, so I just
don't watch a lot of TV.
Even growing
back
up,
in the
you
day,
didn't.
No.
See, because I remember being in elementary school.
I watched cartoons.
See, I did when I was like in early elementary school, but yeah. I just remember on Fridays like being so I would write TGIF on everything because not because it was actually Friday, but because it was a TGIF lineup.
I did watch Boy Meets World.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That was yeah. A good one.
And what is the OC?
Oh, the
oh my
those
god!
Those are like the only really shows I watched in like middle school, high school thing. And I watched them because everybody else watched them. So I wanted to have something to talk about with people. But
yeah,
I was in college when that came out.
Yeah, I think by the time of the OC, we had my class, like I graduated high school in 2003. We had been through Dawson's Creek and Felicity.
Nope, never watched that.
And yeah, so
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, so I was like, I can't watch any more angsty white kids. I can't do it anymore.
No, I got like, my fill with Dawson's Creek and Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. Even Stevens?
No.
I did watch Even Stevens. I was probably too old to be watching Even Stevens. I did
Malcolm in the Middle.
I did watch that. And what was the Hillary Duff one? Lizzie McGuire.
No, I didn't watch any of that.
And Jet Jackson.
I watched some, but not all. And it was very sporadic.
Did you ever watch on the Disney Channel back in the day Bug Juice?
Probably.
That? It was this show. It was like a reality show on the Disney Channel, and it was these kids at this camp.
Oh.
It was so fun. I was so obsessed with this when I was in middle school because I was already obsessed with The Real World, and I was like, I can't wait until I'm 18 to be on The Real World. And once I saw Bugtooth, I was like, this is my moment. I can be on a reality show. I can go to the summer camp. But you have to actually pay to go to the summer camp.
Yeah.
And then they just film the kids, and so I could never do it.
No, sure not.
But I was so ready.
Did not watch any of that mess.
But Alan Thicke, who passed away, also wrote other theme songs for TV shows that I thought were really interesting.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Do you know what that one is, Holly?
No.
I don't know either.
What is it?
I don't know.
You can't play it and nobody knows it.
This is it doesn't tell me. Maybe I think that's Different Strokes, maybe.
Oh, maybe Different Strokes.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
They got
Different Strokes.
Yeah,
baby.
Is that one?
Different
Strokes.
Is that what you talked about, Willis?
No,
that one was...
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know like the
now
saying.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
I don't know which... I
can't remember which one that was.
Dang it, I feel like a horrible black person because
hey,
I don't know.
Siri.
Oh, that's true. Ask Siri. She knows.
Hey.
What you talking about, Willis?
Hey, Siri.
Are you going to ask her?
Yeah. What is Different Strokes?
What would you like to know about Stroke Maestro?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Wait a minute. What is the TV show Different Strokes?
Oh.
Sorry. I couldn't find anything called...
That was the one with... is the one what you're talking about with Willis.
Is it?
Because it's the one with Gary Coleman, the short little black...
Oh, then yeah, it would have been.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
I love those laugh tracks. Back in the day.
Stupid.
All right.
Different strokes move the world.
Take the good, you take the bad, you take them all. There you have
the facts of life.
Yeah.
The facts of life.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what that is.
Is that Wheel of Fortune? No.
Was that maybe like the old school Wheel of Fortune? Like the longer
from
version?
From like the 70s?
It's the Joker's Wife. And now here's the host of our show.
That's it. I don't know. The rest of these are going to be. But yeah, so I didn't know that he was such
a
composer.
Prolific. He's very John Tesh-like.
Oh, I love me some John Tesh.
I know. Intelligence for your life.
Yes. Do you know who John Tesh is, Ryan?
Maybe if I saw a picture.
He's the one. He used to be on Entertainment Tonight. You've never watched that.
I didn't know him from that. I only knew him from his radio show.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. So before that, you had no clue who he was?
No.
Really?
Because you watched everything. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch that much TV. I'm sorry.
I was such a weird kid. Like, I used to love Entertainment Tonight. And then every year, I would wait until because they do the birthdays of celebrities. And so then I would wait until my birthday to see what other celebrities had my birthday. And I'd write it down.
Because the internet wasn't around.
Exactly. So you just had to wait a whole year to see who else had your birthday.
I have the same birthday as Lil Wayne.
Oh, do you?
Like a lollipop. Like a
lollipop. I have the same. I have the same one as Howie D from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
we've always shared the same birthday.
I don't know whose mine is. You know, I do know one. Paul Revere. Y'all, what if I land, two if I see, bitches? Ring-a-ding.
Oh, wow, Paul Revere.
I don't know anybody else, though.
That's it?
And, very few people actually in, real life have that same birthday, which is why I like it so much.
January 1st, your birthday's coming up. What are you going to do?
It is. We have a Hot 101.5 event. It's going to be Daya at Janice Live, so that's my plan.
I mean, that's just the night.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do during the day?
I don't. Probably nothing. I typically do absolutely nothing on the day of my birthday, except my mom will cook, pork roast and sauerkraut, and then we'll have a little birthday dinner, and we've decided we're probably going to bake a birthday pie.
Oh.
And you're invited over, as you always are, for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, if you'd like to come to my house for my birthday on New Year's Day, you're more than welcome to, but here's the problem. Most people are hungover as F on my birthday.
Yeah, because I've been hungover every year for your birthday, and then last year it sucked because I had five people that visited during New Year's,
right.
And so I couldn't get away.
Yeah, that's okay.
And so I felt bad.
No, but you put on a really fantastic surprise party for me last year, which I was appreciative of.
Oh, that's right. I did. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
birthday.
It was amazing. So
that's
I don't
right.
expect anything like that this year, just so you know.
Oh.
I expect it to kind of slip by unnoticed,
oh.
Which is fine. The older you get, the less important it is. But that's what I do love about having a holiday birthday, such as New Year's, because then on New Year's Eve, everyone is celebrating. They might as well be celebrating your birthday. And then I just dump champagne pain on people at midnight. I'm like, it's my birthday, bitches!
Everybody's already buying shots, and then you're just like, hey,
birthday.
And
so
birthday.
I just get a bunch of free stuff, and it's nice because when everyone tells you Happy New Year, they also tell you Happy Birthday, and it's just a really fun celebration.
Mm.
And then I get to say Happy New Year, thank you.
Thank
Who's going to be your New Year kiss?
Should
we have a booth?
A
at
booth?
Janice?
No, we're not having a booth.
Should we have a contest?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Who's going to be pushing up on them lips?
There's this guy that we went on some dates and stuff, but I haven't talked about it, New Year's with him.
Mm.
I should do that. Here's the thing. Do you think he wants to come to Janice Live and Daya, though? Because...
I mean, I don't know. I'm having a difficult time with this myself.
You think
right?
he's going to take the kids to see fireworks or something?
Not at midnight, because aren't his
oh,
kids?
That
he
is
has
late.
Young kids.
He has yeah. one young son, so there's nothing you do with a very young child.
How,
okay.
how old is the son?
Two.
Oh, yeah, so he'll be asleep by, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have a very hard time crossing work stuff that's also... this is a tough one, you know? Because, I actually... would not mind inviting him, but then I'm working, and then also it's a holiday that
I mean, is it one of those situations to where, because we each get to bring a couple of people, could you invite him and one of his friends so he has someone to sort of hang out with, and when you can so then it's a double, so you can do a lot of things. You can meet the friend, hang out, you can go work a little bit, then you can come hang out, and then once it's midnight, I think I'm pretty sure our responsibilities are done with, so then if y'all want to stay there, you can hang out, or you can go somewhere else in downtown St. Pete.
That's a thought.
That might be something to think about.
I could do that. Okay, I'll see you.
I was nervous to tell my boyfriend, hot teacher, about New Year's Eve, because I was like, I have to work. And he likes to, which understandably, I have some friends coming into town. They like to go to gay places on New Year's Eve. And so I have a feeling it's just going to be me at Janice Live.
I know.
For
it's
Daya.
Radio, and this is the thing, and this is always how it was when I used to be married too. Holidays, you sort of expect that you're going to be working. And we finally have made it, I mean, knock on wood and thank God, made it to a point where on Christmas, we don't.
Right.
Back in the day, who knew you had to run a board or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in radio, with holidays, especially the outliers such as New Year's, Valentine's Day, Labor Day, Memorial Day,
Fourth
of July, you assume that you're going to be working.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really difficult with a partner for them.
Right.
Because, it's a fun atmosphere. I used to get into fights all the time with my ex about this. He's like, it's not even fair because you get to go party and have fun. I'm like, yes, I do, but it's also work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bring you and then I'm not paying any attention to you, it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not. It's very difficult to balance that. So that's why I told him, I was like, listen, if you want to come, You can come. I have a couple of people I can put on the guest list, but I will not be upset if y'all end up going to like the Flamingo or to Ybor, to Southern Nights or something for New Year's Eve.
Right.
I was like, y'all are not allowed to go to Orlando to Parliament House.
No.
You can't just fucking leave me here. But I understand if you can go, because then I can at least join the party afterwards
right.
and just take an Uber somewhere. So
you get there later on at like 1 a.m. and you're like, how's it going, guys?
I know.
How many shots do I have to take to catch up?
That's the thing.
And that's what I'm really sad about, because I just got an email this morning from my friends who I used to hang out with all the time when I lived here last time. And they have these awesome New Year's Eve parties. And they didn't have it last year when I was single. And I was really sad because they were in fucking Paris or something. And I just got the invite yesterday. And I was
did
like,
too. And I really wanted to go to it. But that's okay. It's going to be fun. It will be fun at the hot event.
No, it will. It will be fun.
So I don't want you to think it's not. But it's going to be fun. But as a person, also as a non-radio person, it makes it a little tricky.
It does. Is it possible to go like after midnight to another party?
Yes.
Because like,
yes.
Or maybe it's just me that's like normally wasted by midnight.
Well, don't ask me. My birthday ass is usually.
I mean, if it's all the way in Ybor from Janice, I'm not going.
True.
That's true.
Because remember last New Year's Eve, Uber, like everyone was posting how they like charged them.
The
surge pricing, and everyone was posting like $100, $200 Uber fees. So that is very true. So unless it's not like in the, area. Oh, that's kind of scary, because last year, even just going a couple of miles, people were charged like $60, $70 last year.
Well, you have to go back and forth between Uber and Lyft, and then don't forget, there are actually cabs.
That is true.
So that's an option.
That is true. I did take a cab once in downtown St. Pete, and it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it's a weird
thing. I had to like
now.
Stick my hand out and be like, hello!
Taxi!
Taxi!
They're like, wait, somebody actually wants to use us?
Right? Yeah.
It felt really weird. Holly, yeah. I am curious, because we talked about your man friend. and that's a problem. We don't know what to call him.
Yeah.
And remember, we were supposed to come up with names on what to call this guy, because I don't want to say it's getting serious, but you and him have now gone on several dates.
Yeah.
Y'all are hanging out this weekend, and do you have plans, or have you made plans beyond this weekend, because you have 2 weeks off from work?
Yeah, kind of, not solid ones, but we're going to hang out this weekend, and then I said I'm off for 2 weeks, and then I said, since I'm off, my schedule will be easier to do stuff at night, like during the week.
Right.
So we might do something during the week.
Okay.
Because he has like a normal person schedule from like, 9 to 5:30.
Right.
So that'll probably be easier. And then I just like hanging out with him.
Do stuff, huh?
Yeah.
At night?
Huh. Yeah.
Have y'all done it?
No, we have not yet done it.
Do you plan on doing it over the Christmas break?
You guys gonna have a sleepover soon?
I think we are. Gosh damn this song.
I've been really trying. You think we are, huh?
We are. It's gonna happen.
So you're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it.
So when we come back.
No, well, I will text you Boom City.
Boom City! Boom City!
Can I just share this with you? He was like,
you have to tweet it. Everybody follow Radio Holly for the Boom City tweet.
That's what's going to happen. Follow Radio Holly. And one day, just keep an eye on my timeline. And then one day, it's just going to say Boom City.
Boom City.
Do I hashtag it?
No. You don't do anything. All you do is you just write Boom City, period. That's it.
Nobody knows what that is.
Only if you listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored will you know what that's about.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm so excited.
Well, what I find is really hilarious is that apparently, this is why now I feel a little awkward. Like, his office found the podcast last week.
Oh!
So, like, they're going to be listening to it.
So they're going to follow your Twitter and see the Boom City.
Yes. Like, apparently his boss was like, can I also get in Boom City? And now I don't really know how, like, forthcoming I can be with everything. Because, like, it's one thing to share it with you.
Now it's like this big old tension thing between everybody that knows you guys.
Like, oh, I don't care sharing it with, like, randoms. But now I feel like I don't know. I had to be careful what I say.
So literally all of Tampa Bay will know when you've had sex.
It's like when you go to the family party and you don't have a date and they're like, so Holly, when are you going to get, you know, settle down a little bit?
Yeah.
Except it's Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And they're like, Holly, when are you going to Boom City?
I'm asking. I feel like Tampa Bay is a really nosy aunt right now.
Now, do we know, like, what the circumstances are going to be? Is it going to be at your place? Is it going to be at his place?
It's definitely not going to be at my place.
Rose petals? Candles? What scented candles would you like?
Well, since it's the holidays, I would prefer the some sort of, like,
Frasier fur?
Cinnamon. Like a nice maybe.
Apple,
cinnamon.
A cinnadick?
Oh.
That's what you're looking for.
So that's probably, that might happen this weekend.
Now, ooh, what?
This weekend, she said.
Oh, so we have specifics.
I'm here.
Let's see.
Yes. All right, wait. Okay.
We're starting RadioHolly.com. It's just a big countdown timer to the weekend.
RadioHolly.com is my voice work website.
Just into numbers, counting down.
So, Holly.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay.
Now, we know that it's this weekend.
But I feel like I shouldn't have said that, though. Because
that's fine.
Like, well, now I probably jinxed it. Like, what if it can't happen this weekend?
No, it will. I'm sure. Listen, if you two have communicated that it's going to happen, it's going
to
happen.
Especially if he listens to this and he's like, Holly just texted me, wants to hang out this weekend.
Yes!
Don't you be the city!
Now,
what?
Holly, when you usually do it for the first time.
Oh, my God.
I'm just curious. Like, what sort of expectations do you have going into it? I mean, because, you know, like,
Miguel's got to investigate to the fullest extent.
I knew this was going to fucking happen.
You know, I got all the questions, girl.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, like, what sort of expectations do you have going into this first time?
Okay. I don't think for any first time you can have, like, any kind of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're pretty much setting yourself up for disappointment then. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, if you have it laid out in your head how it's going to go, like, what it looks like.
Right.
Inevitably, you're going to be disappointed. Like, you know, the layout of the scene.
He's doing good. Let your love come down.
I don't want to, you know, set any sort of weird standards. So I don't
know. Yeah.
So do you show your freaky side the first time?
Ooh.
Or do you just hold off and you're like, let's just do it missionary
style.
Try
to impress.
Let's just turn the lights off and be missionary.
I think you don't get, like, all the way turned up the first time.
Right.
Because
you don't bust out the bog hack.
No. Like, especially since, like, we have really great conversation and, like, I kind of, like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to be, like, let me, like, tie you up the first time. Whatever. So it would be, you know, like, normal, I guess. Like, intimate.
Right.
Right?
I mean, I would assume so. I mean, I guess it also, you have, like, once again, I guess you can't set expectations. I would assume that you just sort of see where the night goes. I mean, let's say you two go to a romantic dinner, and it's, like, romance, and you're like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so sweet. Looking at...
Oh, God. I know. Can we not with this one?
Wait, I thought it...
I don't like this one. No, turn this shit off. I don't like this one.
By the moon and the stars in the sky.
And he's looking at you over the candlelight.
Oh, my God. I hate this
and
song.
And he slowly gets up to get your chair and caresses your back.
No,
lays you down.
Oh, okay.
Turns the lights off and his hand starts rubbing up on your boobies.
Oh, ooh. My God.
Or... Because if it can go several ways,
terrible.
Yes. I mean, it all depends on how you set the tone. Or you two can go out to downtown St. Pete and
I don't want to be wasted.
You don't? I'm just saying.
No, I don't want to be wasted.
No. I'm not saying you're going to be wasted. I'm just saying maybe you will have had some drinks and the conversation has been a little bit more risque because you're not at a nice restaurant. And so maybe then you're like, I'm ready to get freaky.
I don't want that to happen. Oh! That's like next week.
No.
That's not happening. That's not right now.
The first option's going to happen Friday.
Like, if I had to pick one of the two choices, it would be more like the first one.
I think you should just go balls deep and go for it.
Nice metaphor choice.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear about it.
Oh my God.
Like,
I can't talk about it because his coworkers are going to listen to it. And then they're going to be like, so I heard that it went down like this.
I mean, you're going to have to give some sort of background, at least how what led up and if, you know, the lights were off, if they were on.
Okay.
We at least need to know that.
All right. Okay.
And we need to figure out, what are we calling this gentleman, your man friend? Man friend writer. He's a writer. That's all we know about him. I know nothing else about him.
Maybe, I don't know. We could say something with writer. The writer? Mr. Writer? I don't know.
I kind of like Mr. Writer.
Ernest Hemingway?
Edgar Allan Poe?
Oh, God, not him. That's tragic.
Mr. Shakespeare?
No, it's okay. Just writer, that's fine.
Writer.
No.
Do you want to go with Shakespeare?
I kind of like Mr. Shakespeare. Wait. I mean, but like, is he romantic, though, in your text message? I mean, I'm assuming if he's a writer, then he's not just like, I want to do ya. Like,
yeah.
There's some sort of setup and some pro. Oh, have you ever watched the S&M video before?
No.
Oh, my.
Oh.
I just press pause on the video, and it's like a video of Rihanna with someone on a dog chain.
Oh.
I did not know. Is that Perez Hilton?
It might be.
It is. Gross. Okay. No. That song totally just lost its like hot value to me.
Well, just don't think about Perez Hilton.
Blech. Anyway, what was I saying?
To answer your question, yes. He's very good with descriptive things. Like, he's real. He's really good at saying shit.
When you say descriptive, like, is he just great at describing, like, what Friday night's going to look like?
I mean, he's not bad.
Oh. He's got, like, a 50 Shades of Holly.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm impressed. Would you stop?
I love this so much. What? Okay. Okay. Have you ever been turned on by just reading his text?
Have you ever sent him back the raindrop emoji? A peach?
I would have, but he doesn't get emojis.
What?
It's really terrible.
Who doesn't get emojis?
Does he have a Razr flip phone? Yes, like we have a
he
major
does?
Communication breakdown because he has a fucking Android phone.
Nope, we're done. He's over. We're over.
Oh yeah, they don't.
No, we're breaking up.
Why
He's done.
Is there no emoji crossover here to Android?
There's just not. Like a couple of them make the transition, but like you know how iPhones are like.
Yeah.
It's like the bountiful fields of plenty.
They're like, you want emojis? Bitch, buy an iPhone.
Yeah. Bye. They're like, and then fucking Android phones are like, here's a smiley face.
Here, they got these. Yeah, they do have stupid ones.
They have fucking stupid. Like, you ever notice the difference between the
it's like the Facebook ones you can post.
Yes. Like the heart eyes emoji.
Yeah.
On Apple, it's like, oh, that looks like, oh, heart eyes. On a fucking Android, it looks like you got struck dumb by a thunderbolt. It's so stupid looking. So anyway, I can't text emojis.
Like over-exaggerated.
But I would have.
You
if
would
I
have.
Could have,
okay.
Because it's that good.
Okay. Well, let's call him Mr. Shakespeare. Mr. Shakespeare, he shall hence be known.
Okay, fine.
All right. Real quick, because I think someone has this room scheduled at 11.
Oh.
Ryan, what are all your plans for the holiday?
See what you heard right there? It's that.
Oh, my God.
Nothing!
You're like the dad jokiest. I really enjoy you so
now,
much.
Now, I'm going to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga, Tennessee?
That's a beautiful city.
Yeah. And then we might roll over to Nashville.
Also, ooh. I love Nashville.
We're renting a car and there's no mileage limit, so.
Oh.
Going at it.
Dude. Ryan's such a like value guy. He's like, we're going to ride to New York just because we can.
Right.
Yeah. And Mark Stutzman lives there now from the promo team, so we might say hi to him if he's available.
I bet he could put you up.
He works at that new cool theater, so maybe he can let us in.
That'll be fun.
I don't know.
I thought he works at like basically the Grand Ole Opry.
I don't. Yeah, maybe.
I don't think it's one of the popular ones.
Yeah,
like. It's not the Grand Ole Opry, but it's one of
but
them.
But he gets like access to the Grand Ole Opry, I think, right?
I don't know, but he's just gonna.
I don't follow.
We might meet up with him, and he knows some cool spots. So
yeah, no, that's really good. So that's gonna be between Christmas or New Year's.
That's this Friday till the Monday, and then after that.
It's not the greatest.
I don't know.
Me too. Same.
So what
I might try to make some stupid videos or something.
That
seems about right.
I would expect that from you. Yeah. Holly, what are you doing for Christmas?
Staying in town, making cookies, literally making cookies with my mom.
Making cookies with Mr. Shakespeare!
Oh my God.
With your cookie!
That's gonna happen. Like, we'll hang out.
He's gonna put some frosting on your cookie!
Wow. Shakespeare and I are hanging out, and at some point, I thought about getting really, like, seeing if I could find somehow, like, super cheap tickets to Ohio, just on a whim, the week between Christmas and New Year's, but I highly doubt that would happen.
No, we're doing it this Friday, is because all the flights around that time were super expensive.
I'm sure. It crossed my mind, and I was like, maybe I could just run up and see my family.
You take your mom and your daughter?
Yeah, I would take them, but then I would rent a car and like go see my other friends.
Right.
And leave them in Cleveland and go.
I was
like,
surprised
Finley.
How cheap it is to rent a car.
Yeah,
it's like
super
$16
cheap.
A day.
It's not expensive at all, and I could just rent a car and then go see all my radio friends in Western.
All right,
Ohio.
One thing: do you buy the insurance when you get the rent a car, or is it covered? Under yours, if you have comprehensive.
It's covered under your own insurance.
Okay, so mine, I don't need to buy that shit.
Check to make sure, though.
Yeah, double check.
Because you don't want to be caught in a horrible situation.
Yeah. Well, I have comprehensive, and any insurance company should be covered.
It should be, but if I were you, just check just to make sure.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be in an awful situation.
Right.
And just know from
in case you drive it off the side of the mountain or something.
Exactly. Am I your beneficiary on your insurance plan? Just want to make sure.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Every time I hear this song, I just think of that lady on the ground, like, twerking it real hard.
There's a meme.
It's a meme.
That's a meme.
Oh, my God.
Ryan's the memeist.
God, I had a question.
Yes. What I was going to ask what you're doing.
Damn it, I forgot. Oh. What am I doing? I'm going to Panama City this weekend.
Will you tell them I said hi and bring me back some damn queso from Los Santajitos?
Here's the problem.
Oh, shit.
Is that they're closed on Sunday, and we're leaving early Monday morning, so I don't. I mean, I can get it, but by the time I get back.
Put it in a motherfucking refrigerator.
Okay. I will do that.
Hey, Manta.
Because we're going Saturday after CrossFit, Saturday morning, so.
Can you just try?
I will try. No, I can get it, but just know that it's going to, be sitting there.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that this weekend. Then I have some Christmas parties next weekend. Then I'm going to Atlanta next weekend for Christmas. I'll be going up there to visit my family and some friends. And I think our boss lives in Atlanta and he travels. And he's offered this to me in the past. He may let me stay in his apartment while I'm there.
That's fancy as fuck.
He is. He's very rich. So he's offered it to me in the past. And I've been like, because he wasn't our boss then. He was just he's at corporate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's weird. But now I'm like, you're my boss, so.
Come on. Which technically should make it more weird, but for some reason it doesn't.
I know, so I feel like it's
He's
fine.
He's young, it's whatever.
Exactly.
No, do that, you should.
So I think I may do that for Christmas.
I think we forgot to also mention that the company Christmas party is tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody gonna get turned the fuck up.
Who gonna get turned?
You.
Not me.
Not you?
No.
Damn.
The only reason I'm not is because it's in Tampa and I don't want to pay for an Uber.
Oh, God, that's
and
so
then
true.
We
that's
still,
true.
And we have to work on Friday, and then I'm leaving Friday to go to Panama City, and I'm driving, so I probably won't get. I'll probably have, a drink and let that be it at the beginning of the night and then let that be it.
Yeah, I got to get up early, so, and then I have to, pack Friday and go on a flight.
Okay, so no fun.
No.
Thursday.
Get places.
Fun.
But like I said, I do want to have a Christmas, gathering for just us at my house for y'all.
Okay, well, we'll get that taken care of.
Yeah, so I want to do that next week because when do you get back, Ryan?
Monday.
Monday, yeah. So maybe sometime this week, I have y'all over and we can have some drinks and whatnot.
I like it.
All right.
Okay.
And also, it's going to be my birthday, just so you know. Okay, that's all. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Here's what I want for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I want you listening to the Uncensored Podcast. I would love for you, please, this is me being a desperate human being.
Oh, God.
On iTunes, if you would click subscribe, and then if you would please rate and review the podcast, I would really appreciate that. That's what I want for Christmas.
That would be delightful. I second that. And my wish for Christmas is that you tell a friend about Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5 and start listening.
Please do. Tell a friend. I think I want to start a campaign in 2017 that everyone that's in the family, that they tell one person to listen for a week.
Yes, give us a week.
Give us a week. Tell everybody that you... I had someone that I met 2 weekends ago who listened to Mike Calta. I was like, just give us a week. And then I saw them at AIDS Walk this past week, and they were like, oh my God, y'all are so funny. And I was like, you goddamn right.
Oh!
Don't care about the presents.
All right, have a wonderful Christmas. Ryan, what's all your social media?
Radio McGib, MCGIB. Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all that, Twitter. Yep.
Holly.
Radio Holly. Make sure you check out my Twitter for Boom City.
That'll be this Friday night. Mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you in 2017.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.